Luke chapter 1, verses 28 to 33. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very confused by what the angel had said. Mary wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant, and you will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great. People will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
About a plan that you've made, or something that you plan for, or that you get ready for before it happens. Can you tell me something, an example of something that you might plan? Is your hand up, Alfred? I'm going to write some examples down on my list. Go on, Alfred. Christmas. Very well done. That's a good example. So let's put that on here. Anything specific about Christmas that you want to get ready for, Alfred? A Christmas tree. Okay, you could. We did that yesterday, didn't we? That was good. Daniel, what would you plan for and get ready for? Oh, it's a good one, isn't it? Any other ideas apart from Christmas, Tomo? Getting ready for a football match. Okay, yeah, you do plans in advance, wouldn't you? You might need to get your kit ready, or you might need to, as a team, if you're quite an advanced level, like I know you are, kind of have a strategy in place for your match about how you're going to play the opposition. What else would you plan for? Any other ideas, Andy? Holiday, that's a great example. Let's put that one over here. We make plans for holiday. If you don't make a plan for holiday in advance, it might not happen. Anything else we plan for? Oh, interesting. A trip. Can I just call that a trip? Just so it's a bit more generic. But we might say, yeah, we can have that plan. You know what that says, don't you? Last orders. Last thing that we can put on here. Nicola.
Having a baby. Yeah. Sometimes you plan for having a baby, sometimes you don't. But
okay, so here are all kinds of plans. There are all kinds of plans we might make. And I think in the last 2 years, all of us have made some kind of plan, and then maybe it hasn't happened. So maybe you planned for a party, but then you had to have it on Zoom. Or maybe you planned a holiday, and you still haven't been able to have it. Or maybe you were all ready for a special day at school, and then you did that negative lateral flow test. We've all had our plans, and we've had to rip them up in the last 2 years, haven't we? And the question is, what do we do when our plans fall apart? When we get frustrated because we planned something and it didn't happen the way we wanted? Well, Mary's story teaches us a bit of something about that, because Mary had her plans, didn't she? And she had her plans about how her life was going to pan out, about what she was going to do, and she was going to get married, and I'm sure she had lots of ideas about that. But then the angel turned up, and God's message to her meant she had to throw her plans in the bin. The thing is, that message to her wasn't really about her plans at all, was it? It was about God's plans. And actually, it was about God keeping his plans that he'd made ages beforehand. And so this story about Mary, one of the things it teaches us is that God's plans are always good, and God's plans are never cancelled. That's good news, isn't it? When our plans get ruined, when there's a sudden unexpected change to our plans, it can throw us into a spin. But let's learn a lesson from Mary. Can you remember how Mary responded to the angel right at the end? She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled to me." Which means, I am the Lord's servant. I trust him. I believe his words are going to come true. Mary's story reminds us that God's plans are always good, and they can never be cancelled or ruined. God had made a plan long before Mary was around to send his king, hadn't he? That's what we sang about. The king who would be king forever and king for everyone. And God had made his plan happen. Jesus is that king. And welcoming Jesus as our king means obeying him and saying yes to his plans. It means trusting him when our plans fall apart. So when your Christmas party gets cancelled, let's hope it doesn't, but if it does, or Christmas doesn't work out the way you wanted it to, you can trust in Jesus, the King. In Jesus, God stepped into ordinary life. He comes close because he's God who cares about us and about the everyday details of our lives. And in Jesus, God has shown us that whatever happens, God's plans can't get cancelled. They never fail. So we can say, I am the Lord's servant. I trust him. I believe his words are coming true. Can you say that this Christmas? Having Jesus as your king like that is the way to have peace and joy, whatever happens. Do you remember what Jake taught us? Let's remember those actions, shall we? Let's remember, God's king has come. He's come to us. And God's king will rule forever. The Son of God has come to live with ordinary people like us. He is king forever. And it's worth giving up our plans to be part of his plans. Should we just pray together? Father God, thank you for the life-changing news that you brought to Mary. And thank you that although she was afraid at first, she didn't need to be afraid. And because it was good news. Thank you that you helped her to trust you and to say, I am the Lord's servant. And please help us to trust you and to be your servants today, to live with Jesus as our King this Christmas.